This morning we learned Yuma Daf Lamed. The Gemara started out by commenting on the line in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that if anyone goes to the bathroom, they need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before going back into the Mikdash to do Avoda. So the Gemara says, why do you have to do Kiddush Raglayim? We understand very well, Mishum Nitzotzos, in case there are any there's any urine that got on a person's legs. But why Kiddush Yadayim? Why does one have to wash his hands? So the Gemara says, because of Mitzvah L'Shavshev, a person has to rub off, has to clean himself off, and he uses his hands to clean himself off. And the reason that a person has to clean himself off in general is because if a person goes outside with some droplets of urine on his clothing, people are going to assume that he's a kros shivcha, and they're going to assume he's not able to have children, and that his children are there from mamzerim, so as not to be motzi laz on his children. A person has to do this. So the Gemara goes on to discuss other bathroom related issues, and it mentions that if a person has tsoa in the place where it comes out of the body, and it's visible when he sits, even if it's not visible when he stands, so he's not allowed to say Kriya Shema. But if it's elsewhere on his body, so then it's a machlokas Rav Chisda Rav Huna. Rav Huna says it's mutar likros Kriya Shema. Rav Chisda says it's asur likros Kriya Shema, because it's considered to be less disgusting in some way, less smelly, when it's on other parts of his body than when it's on the part of the body where it actually comes out. The Gemara tells us if a person has to use the bathroom in the middle of a meal, he should make sure to wash his hands in a way that everybody at the meal can see, so that they'll trust that he actually washed his hands. Unless it wasn't just coming back to drink, he was coming back to eat, then no one's going to suspect that he didn't wash his hands. As long as he didn't, then everyone's going to realize, of course he washed his hands, he doesn't have to do it in front of everybody, but of course he does have to actually wash his hands. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph tells us, Ein Adam Nichnas La'Azara La'Avoda Afilu Tohar Ad She'Yitpol, that a person, even if he's Tohar, cannot go into the Azara to do Avoda, Machlok Shrishon, whether that part is literal, but cannot go into the Azara until he goes to the Mikvah. The Gemara gives two explanations as to why this is so. Ben Zoma says it's a kal v'chomer, that even a Kohen Gadol goes from the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, who's completely tahar, he's in a place where he'd already be chayiv karis if he was tameh, still has to do a tevila to go up to that higher level of Kedusha. So a person who's in Chol and wants to go into the Kodesh for sure is going to require tevila. It's a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not a kal v'chomer, that would be a drasha d'oraisa. This is a din d'rabbanan that we want to remind him, we want to get him thinking about tzrach tevila yizu. We want to get him thinking about any possible tumah that he might have, just in case there's some other tumah that he has that he needs to take care of. So we just want to get his mind working about that. So the Gemara says, l'may nafkamina, whether it's a din d'oraisa of a kal v'chomer or the din d'rabbanan of tzrach tevila. So first we thought the nafkamina is going to be if the avodah is kasher, if he doesn't do the tefillah, and he goes in and does the avodah anyway, it's going to be kasher. But the Gemara says that's not a nafkamina, because everyone holds avodah so ksheira. The avodah is definitely going to be kasher. So what's the real nafkamina? L'mekem ba'aseh. Is he in violation of a mitzvah saseh if he goes in and does the avodah without doing the tefillah? Is it a legitimate mitzvah saseh, or is it only a din midrabbanan? The Gemara then quotes a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand says that a mitzora does not require tevila before having the blood of the Karban Asham sprinkled on three parts of his body right by Shar Nikanor. He does not require tevila because he already was tovel mi be'erev the night before. Yet on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo mitzoran bilvad amru ela kol adam. It's not only a mitzora that requires tevila that morning, but really it's true of other people as well. But the implication is that it's also true of a mitzora. So it's a stira. Does a mitzora require the tevila or not? The Gemara has several possibilities to answer this question. One of the first accepted possibility is it depends when he was tovel the night before. Did he have in mind that it was aldas bias migdash? If he had in mind that it was aldas bias migdash, then that tevila will cover him. He doesn't need a new tevila in the morning. If he didn't have in mind that it was aldas bias migdash, he's going to need a new tevila in the morning. Another possibility was that maybe we shouldn't read the line lo mitzorat in bilvad amru, but we should read it lo mitzorat in amru ela kol adam, that it's not a mitzorah. Mitzorah does not require that tevila at all. And the third possibility is that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said this line of lo mitzorah bilvad, was speaking within the sheet of the Rabbanan. According to me, Rabbi Yehuda says, of course he does not require tevila. But even according to you, that a mitzorah does require tevila, you should be moda that it's not only a mitzorah, really it's kol adam, it's anybody else. And the Rabbanan would say, no, there's a difference between a mitzorah and other people, because a mitzorah is dayish betumah. Mitzorah is not careful about tumah. So it could very well be that he contracted other forms of tumah. Whereas kol adam, we don't have to worry so much, because kol adam in general are staying away from tumah.